This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
A couple of award winners, I might add. We have Renee Sattywhite from AACUC, African American Credit Union Coalition. Renee, how are you?
I'm good this morning. Thank you for asking, Mike, and thank you for having us here today.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. This is a perfect way to start my day. I'm so happy about this because we're going to be talking about an awards. And then chairman of AACUC is Larry Sewell. Larry, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
And you got the sweet kicks on this morning,
yeah,
too. You
were the smart one. I'm wearing the retro ones today, black, gray, and white.
Are those like the old Air Jordans right
there?
Those are vintage. Vintage. I am so jealous. Oh, my gosh. All righty. Well, let's talk about something equally as cool. You guys, or the AACUC, rather, won the Anchor Award last night. Congratulations. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
The first one given since, what, 2019, I think?
Yeah.
The last one that was given out?
Brett Martinez was his last one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, congratulations. So my initial question is, how does it feel, Renee?
I'm still dreaming.
Pinch You're me. Still dreaming?
Yeah, it was amazing. It's still amazing. This amount of support from the credit union industry is just commitment to change credit unions and that against racism initiative, and all the credit unions and organizations that are related to credit unions that have come out to support the AACUC and its DEI efforts have been tremendous and just humbling, quite frankly, and inspiring all at the same time.
No doubt. No, Larry, I want to get your take on that too. How does it feel?
You know, we were there last night. We accepted the award, Mike. But as Renee was speaking, I was just thinking back. We're accepting the award, but really, the founders of the organization in 1999. Mm-hmm. I was glad to see some of them there last night.
Oh, right on.
It was just a result of all of their hard work, sustaining, perseverance, just getting through, I'm sure, all the obstacles they had to work through. So we were just really honored that they were there to witness a culmination of what they started.
Right. And yeah, I mean, and the organization, especially under your watch, Renee, has just, dare I say, has exploded in a good way. I mean, it is really, it's at the top of everybody's list. And it's just, not that it ever wasn't, but it really, you really brought it to the forefront. And so that's got to make you proud. And this award must be the icing on the cake, right?
It's more than the icing on the cake. It is, it's like, I've always said this, AACUC is anointed. And so, imagine what 2 years ago we had to cut right after GAC. The last time I was with you, talking about wonderful things that we were getting ready to do.
Jill and Nowacki, you guys.
We couldn't do anything,
yeah,
because we got shut down by COVID, and we had to. It was crazy. We had to cut staff because we couldn't go ask for money because credit unions were in crisis.
Right.
The nation was in crisis.
Right.
And so I made a promise to the then chair, Adrian Johnson, that I would keep the organization afloat. And so we reduced all of our contractors, and many of them agreed to do things pro bono until we got back on our feet.
Awesome.
And so we survived. And then there was this big swell when Larry came on board, and things started happening in a different way, and all of this, the commitment to change Credit Unions United Against Racism initiative was born. Mm-hmm. And out of that effort came all the support.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, Larry, want to add to that anything? Or?
Yeah, a little bit there, Mike. And I've mentioned this before to Renee, even before 2020 and all of and the horrendous murder of George Floyd, was that, you know, here we are, probably the smallest organization in the credit union industry, or one of the smallest, and with the least amount of resources, but we felt a strong urge that we needed to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just out of response from our members in a lot of ways, too. And as Renee has said, we didn't want to appear to be complicit in any way with all of this. So, and she'll maybe tell you, maybe with her next comments about how quickly we were able to rally our board, our members, mm-hmm. and start those commitment to change mm-hmm. conversations. And we just did it because we felt we needed to do something, and it was the right thing to do.
Right, right.
And blessed from there. Tremendous.
No doubt, no doubt. So, okay, this award is fantastic, but what's next? Okay, so a lot of momentum going. What's next for 2022 for the AACUC? Because I'm sure there's big plans in the works, knowing you, Renee.
So let's go back.
Okay.
Before we can go
okay.
forward.
All right.
What has been created at AACUC? So last year we had a plethora of pilot programs. So I'm going to run through those programs and tell you where they are.
Oh, sure.
How about that?
Okay.
So the first program that we were trying to start when we talked to you last
mm-hmm.
was the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Leadership Academy for Financial Professionals, and that is our dean is Michelle Neron from Yale.
Oh, is
it.
That all?
Yeah, right?
That's it.
And our chief diversity officer runs that. She's put that together.
Okay.
Her name is Emma Hayes. And Emma Hayes is extraordinary. And that program was in pilot mode. Well, the first cohort went through it, and the pilots were like, oh, it's really good. And then the next cohort went through it, and they're all over the place with it. And they're doing DEI projects, and they're looking at how to change their organizations and how to walk a different walk. It's amazing. We created a board-ready program, a 501c3 nonprofit governance mm-hmm. training that's mm-hmm. 8 weeks long. And the reason for that is we feel like, imagine if credit union personnel knew how to be a knew the basics of good board governance in their communities,
yeah, yeah.
because that's where the community impact is with those 501c3 nonprofits. And so training that, making people aware of how to be a good board of director so that you can be a good steward over the money and the processes. So that's wonderful. That pilot program went through, and now it's really turned into something really huge. Shelly Mitchell, who works at NASCA, has brought me something about, it's called One-to-One Woman Program. This is brilliant. It was brilliant. It paired highly successful white women with up-and-coming black women, right?
Yeah,
we talked about that.
Yes,
we talked about that. And I don't want to miss anybody's name, but I'm going to say a few of the women who participated.
Sure.
Tracy Kenyon, April Cloves, mm-hmm. Susan mm-hmm. Mitchell, mm-hmm. Libby Calderon, and all of these amazing women, Erin Coleman, Mary Patuk, all these amazing women were paired up with these young black women.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I knew was going to happen. That the black women would have a champion for the rest of their credit union career,
mm-hmm.
someone who got to know them.
Mm-hmm.
It was a month-long program, and they had a specific thing to do. Chairman Sewell allowed me to use, I have a training company, so we use one of my training programs to give them something to work with.
Okay.
But they, you know, they got it all themselves.
Yeah.
But what was so great about it is that the white women said that they got more out of it
yeah.
than they gave.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, and they're still connecting today.
Oh, right.
They're still connecting. They're still connecting. Oh my God, it's amazing.
It's like the reverse happened.
Yes,
know?
Yes. So. And the way I was able to pair them up, the way I was able to pair them up is because the white women, the older women, I knew them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the young black women were handpicked, and I knew them. And so everybody thought they had the best mentor and the best mentee. I loved it. Lynn Heckler was with Andrea Finley, and they were amazing together. LaTanya Allens with Susan Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know,
mm-hmm.
so those mm-hmm. matchups were really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the cross-culture exchange program. So we thought it was going to be a mentorship program. Dan McHugh and Tony Hernandez came to me and said, hey, I think Tony had written an article about mentorship in the military,
mm-hmm.
Specifically the Air Force, because I think he's a retired colonel.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about that in the military, you had all kinds of diversity, but it was about the brotherhood of serving your country and how much you learn from one another. So he said, well, let's do a cross-cultural exchange program, which meant we created this committee, Jill Nowacki,
oh, yeah.
Gray Sanchez, Dan McHugh, Tony Hernandez, and John Bissell from Gray Luck
Credit
Union,
yeah, yeah.
who I met at that GAC.
Okay, okay.
who only came in as a $5,000 G membership for ACC. Now he's a corporate partner.
Oh, well
I love
done.
It.
And
he's,
well
and,
done.
And he's my twin. We like to wear turtlenecks together. Anyway, so we are on the steering committee, and we handpicked 44 individuals. Executives. There was a few middle-level people, mm-hmm. but we wanted executives for a reason, and we wanted people to have just plain conversations with another, get to know each other, mm-hmm. and what are some of your challenges and strengths and weaknesses. And it was wonderful, mm-hmm. just phenomenal. An interesting thing about that, it was 90 days. I remember the first session, May 29th, on a Friday afternoon at 2:00. All these executives were dressed up because, you know, at a commitment at a ACUC Zoom call, you have to be suited up like Chairman Sewell, and ladies have to be in their Sunday best.
Okay.
Because we have a way we want to represent the world.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And the media images that we see among Black people aren't always the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we want to put our best foot forward. And so that's been our standard.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so I'm looking at these wonderful faces, and the screen is just so multicultural, you can't believe it. So fast forward 90 days, we had 42 people come back.
What?
Still engaged, still excited, what? Thrilled about it. So now that was a pilot.
Yeah.
We've worked out some things that we can do better, make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start it again for 6 months. And so it's right. just, and some of the leagues want to do it. It's
really?
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's
oh
amazing.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations mm-hmm. on that. Oh
Thank
my
you.
Gosh. Okay. So having given us a history here, so what are the steps moving forward?
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome, Renee. Anytime.
So two programs specifically. Three programs specifically. I'll start with the one that I forget about most, and that's our compliance program.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at how to help the smaller credit unions under 100 million really tidy up, shore up their risk management and mm-hmm. compliance issues.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got someone, Floretta Sharpless, who worked at Security Plus Federal Credit Union, who's phenomenal. And so mm-hmm. she is going to go in, assess, and then act as a consultant to some of these credit unions who cannot afford to have a risk officer.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
Oh my God.
Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it.
Only in this industry would something like that happen.
Right,
Are you
right.
kidding me?
Yeah.
Just,
right.
It just doesn't happen elsewhere.
So Michelle Neron from Yale, mm-hmm. professor at Yale, I told you that she's our dean of DEI Academy. But she came to me with the proposition she wanted to give back to the credit union. Only God does this. That's why I tell you, AC is anointed. I had a 28-minute conversation with Michelle because she had just come off of being the board chair of Bethpage Federal Credit Union,
mm-hmm,
had
mm-hmm.
been there for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
right? So she calls me, and we have a conversation for 28 minutes. She agreed to be the dean of the DEI program, speak at our conference, and her passion, she wants to have more people of color be board of directors and know how to do board governance for credit unions.
Okay, okay.
So that board ready training program,
yeah, yeah.
we're doing it for nonprofits for credit unions.
Oh my gosh. You guys are busy.
I'm not
you
done.
Are, oh, never mind.
So,
Larry, we'll just relax here.
Yeah, we'll just
There's actually,
so well
don't, in, don't yeah. forget to talk about credit card.
Okay.
So and I don't have my purse. Anyway, so there is the Rosemary Brinkley Leadership Program for Executives.
Mm-hmm.
Executive Leadership Program, that's what it is. Rosemary Brinkley Executive Leadership Program, sponsored by SRP Federal Credit Union, which is now a Chairman Circle partner, and Educational Systems Federal Credit Union.
Mm-hmm.
And the industry is always saying, we can't find any diverse candidates for the C-suite. We're going to get them ready for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we're going to do a year-long training program as giving people of color insights to, well, not just people of color, but ACC members,
mm-hmm. yeah.
insights to what it's like to be the C-suite. All
Ooh.
Those terms that if you're
scene.
Not,
I like that.
If you don't know
yeah,
them,
yeah.
if you go to a CUNA management school or
mm-hmm.
QCO
mm-hmm.
school, you may not be as engaged because you don't understand the
exactly.
concepts.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
we want to train you first.
Good for you.
And then you get to go so that you can you can be soaring in those programs.
Well, because it can be an intimidating environment, you know, if you've never been there. I remember when I was a wee little lad in my first few jobs, and I had to go down to the C-suite and talk to the president or the vice president, I was scared.
Right.
Right. You don't want to do anything wrong.
So give them some little confidence.
Exactly. Right. Give them some insight. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So
well
excited about that. So Lasagna Berry, our chief of HR, she's coordinating that program. And she hails to us from her own business. And you don't know this, I don't think, but one of our sponsors, vendors, Kevin Posh with Member Wealth Management and Mass Mutual, nominated us to be one of the 100 black organizations to really look at and participate with and bank with, not bank with, buy from. Mm-hmm. So that was in the New York Times.
New York Times.
Oh, yeah, I remember that when that news came out. Yeah, yeah.
Lasagna Berry, Berry & Associates, she was on that list as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so she called me and she goes, Renee, you were my trainer at a nonprofit governance program. Oh yeah, that's right. And so we hooked back up, and now she's at AACC.
Oh my gosh, what a small world!
Yeah,
small
so
world.
So let me tell you about our commitment to change.
Okay.
Creighton is United Against Racism credit card.
Okay, Larry.
Do you have yours?
I think so.
Looks like you're up, Larry.
So,
like at least you know I can display the card. Well, the pressure is on now. I better have it.
So, LSC, and it's they're now ENVISANT because I don't want to mispronounce their name.
Oh yeah, I remember I interviewed Libby on that.
Okay.
I can't remember
it. Right. So, I talked to Libby's team, and Libby's team came up with this credit card for us. I call it the other black card. And the beautiful part about it is,
commitment to change. Okay.
So yeah, some of the proceeds will be able to go to historically black colleges.
Mm-hmm.
So any money that we make, we're giving a commitment to give it back.
Okay.
And we also are targeting people with challenged credit because we're trying to raise up equity. And so we're real excited about that program, and we're launching it this spring.
Oh, good, good,
in
good.
21 days. It's a preview here at GAC, but we're excited about that.
Good timing
as
we're coming out of what we've been
through.
That's a perfect timing for something like this.
Yeah. So, So I've been a little busy. I think I can keep my job for another year.
I think you got it for quite a while, Renee.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's quite a list.
And you did ask.
But wait, there's more.
We've hired a chief experience officer. The board of directors had given me a directive that I needed to get out of the way and be a CEO and not in operations. And so I cannot believe this extraordinary human being, Danya Dorman from Suncoast Credit Union.
Yeah.
She left a $1 billion credit union to come be our chief experience
officer. Wow. Well, that says a lot.
She's phenomenal. So I told her, I said, you know, you're a cross between LeBron James and Kobe Bryant, so I'm going to call you LaKobe.
LaKobe.
So she is phenomenal. Yeah. I know that. The board has allowed me to do a lot of good things for this organization. I know she's going to take it somewhere where I've never even seen. So I'm excited about that.
So what's your role? I mean, are you more in a strategic role now?
Yes.
And instead of, you know, dealing with the minutiae, the daily, day-to-day type stuff? Okay, gotcha.
It used to be a time when the board members could ask me any question and I would know exactly what the answers were.
Mm-hmm.
And now they ask me and I happily say, I'm so sorry, I don't know.
Let me introduce you to my colleague.
Absolutely. So it's wonderful.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So we went from having, so pandemic hit, we had to lay off everybody. We cut my salary in half, and because that's what the right thing to do.
Agreed.
And they made it back. Thank you, Chairman Sewell. They made it back.
Well, it all comes back.
Yeah, it does. It's amazing.
It's crisis, times of crisis. You know, you got to do things like that.
Well, you got
a lot of people in this industry did that.
You have to have faith. You have to know it's going to get better. The best thing about AACUC at this time is that we are a group of people who are faith filled. So no matter what, you know that the other side is going to be better, and that's what charges us. As you know, I'm the possibility of people serving other people passionately.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we do at this organization. But the board of directors and I, we decided that through the pandemic, we were going to be that organization that had a heart, and that's we love being able to put young people out front. It's not about us.
Good for you.
It's Well, that's what ACC
did for
me.
Well, we need that, though. We need that. We need this industry to get younger.
Yeah. I'll never forget when I, as a young, brash woman, didn't, not too far from where I am now, I guess, but I was talking to Michael Hale, who's the chairman at the time, and I was just fussing. I'm a fusser. Just fussing. You don't have a logo. You don't have a P.O. box. You don't have an address. You don't have an office. You don't have this. You don't have that. He goes, do your thing. And as a 40-year-old woman, he let me do my thing. The ACC logo, my company created for them years ago. So to see it on the big screen the way that I do is amazing for
that's
me personally,
moment.
Right?
Yeah.
I say about ACC, the founding board members had the baby, and you know, I've been the nanny all these years. People have children. If you have a nanny, the nanny knows they know the intricacies of your child. You love your child more than the nanny does, but mm-hmm. the intricacies. And so there was this partnership that has continued with each board, and we are enjoying the fruits of our labor and our sacrifices.
I feel like I've gone through an entire 2 years with you, Renee. This was fantastic. Yeah. Larry, anything to add?
You know, I think Renee covered it all.
But, oh, she did.
Yeah, and we are looking forward to, you know, more things to come. So right. as we take on more responsibilities mm-hmm. and challenges, we want to be able to continue to serve our AACUC members. We are very proud of our affiliation with all of the leagues within our industry.
Oh, Can I tell? Caroline Willard and John Brasekis, they came to me. They were really excited about Commitment to Change, and they said, we want to talk to the leagues about all of us joining AACUC. Well, Susan Mitchell taught me, don't let them join for 1 year, not just, I mean, anybody that wants to give you money. She asked for a 3-year commitment.
There you go.
I said, well, that'd be great. Let's do a 3-year commitment and just do let's do a scholarship on top of that. And they did. Every single league is a part of AACUC. 2019, we had 5 leagues.
Yeah.
Every last league is a...
Well done.
Isn't that great?
Well done.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Let me tell you the most important, exciting thing that happened. Oh, I can't breathe. John Hayes, new CEO at CQ. I was very concerned that when Mike left, that our academy would go away because mm-hmm. Mike invested in the academy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jim Hayes talked to this board, and they are giving us $1 million over
Renee?
A 5-year period of time.
Oh my gosh. Allowing me
to have our chief diversity officer, Emma Hayes.
Awesome.
That allows me to breathe. That allows mm-hmm. me to continue to have capable, competent staff to serve the needs of our members and our industry.
And that allows you to plan,
absolutely.
Right? And plan for the future,
absolutely.
Which is so important in this day and age, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
So
go right ahead.
No, you guys are obviously walking on Cloud 9 these days. Larry, you're walking on Air Jordans, which is just like Cloud 9.
Yeah, just about as well.
After winning that award and all these accolades and all these advancements and the planning that you get to do now. And so it's just the future really, pardon the term, looks really bright. Yeah, really does.
Absolutely.
Really does. So
yeah, and it looks very bright, but we will not take anything for granted.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Not.
Yeah.
We have to continue to work hard and continue to provide the services and instill the trust that people have placed with us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's really important to mm-hmm. Renee, our board of directors, our membership, that we don't take anything lightly, we don't take anything for granted. We work hard to be sustainable for the years to come.
Well, based on your track record, and I know you, and I know you as well, Larry, I don't see that ever happening. With this leadership in place, I just don't see you guys ever resting on your laurels or getting complacent, anything like that. I see this as a springboard, if anything, to really, you know, put that accelerator down. So, I see some even more fantastic things. Oh, I think Renee has something else.
Something else.
We have 5 chapters.
Oh, that's right.
We have 5 regional chapters.
Right.
And I think the last time I talked to you, we may have had 2. Yeah, it was the Eastern region. West Coast.
Yeah, he had West Coast. I think the West Coast.
So now we, so the Southern region was so big, Texas decided they wanted to be their own.
That's understandable. It's a large place.
So we've got Texas and we've got the Midwest chapter.
Okay.
So every region is covered.
So you have five regions, you said?
Okay. So let me tell you about the regional chapters.
Okay.
They're phenomenal, and they're run by incredible people.
Mm-hmm.
But what it also does is it's, again, more exposure to leadership opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And so the young people are getting them. Mm-hmm. They're getting that exposure. They're getting out there. And that just, it warms my heart. And our volunteers are the heart and soul of our organization. Before we ever had paid staff, I was able to do all that we were doing with volunteers.
That's a long time.
Yeah, we still have dedicated, diligent volunteers, mm-hmm. and we thank them tremendously mm-hmm. for all of their efforts.
I will get shot if I don't mention the mentorship program.
Yeah, I was going to, but go right ahead. Okay. Yeah, take it away.
Dwayne Day and Grace Thompson run the mentorship program chaired by Lynette Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, gosh.
That program, Jim Nussel was a mentor.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we have people who are really intentional about giving back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing.
Yeah, Jim has seen it all, literally.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Have somebody of his caliber on there.
Yeah.
And Lynette as well. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
So, yeah, we're very thankful for the mentorship program.
Mm-hmm.
And look forward to hearing more from our internship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. we're doing a reset.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I love internship. That's how I got started, was internships.
Right.
I took huge advantage of those when I was in school.
Absolutely.
And stuff. So yeah, those are
and that
massive.
Was a stalwart for the organization in those early
mm-hmm.
days. So we want to make sure we don't lose that. Right,
and you
here,
get that energy
internship.
From the young folks. They
right.
have so much energy, and they're so eager to learn.
Yeah,
and oh my gosh, internships are they're
absolutely.
The best. They're the best.
Well, that's how I
yeah.
got to ACC.
Really? Okay. See,
I,
look what happens.
I,
now you're leading the
I,
leading
I
the helped, organization.
I think
yeah.
I was the first program director, and I helped to write the grant that the National Creative Foundation gave us to start that program. And here
see
we are.
See what happens.
Right here
yeah.
we are. Yeah.
That's oh my gosh, you guys! I'm so happy for you, and
you.
so happy for your success. All right, I know there's way more to come, but man, what's happening right now is beyond phenomenal. So congratulations,
Thank you.
Anything else to add? Any final words of wisdom, Larry? Any final?
Well, we thank you for this opportunity.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure.
To help us share information, share some of our successes, and to know that we'll continue to pledge to
mm-hmm.
do our very best to help our credit union industry grow and excel. And we are open and accepting to all types of members. We're not an exclusive or an only inclusive
organization. Is the word, yes, indeed. Renee, anything else to add?
Just why I'm wearing this shirt.
Oh, that's right. Why are you wearing red, Renee? I apologize. Thank you for reminding me.
So, one of my newer employees, Esperanza Pablino, SV for short, and my favorite, she got this from Mexico for me. And she said her husband picked it out. It's perfect for Renee. And since I had to go to the Juntos Avanzamos breakfast this morning,
mm-hmm.
roundtable,
how appropriate.
I thought that I would
yeah.
wear that in support. But also, we have DEI Tuesday, hashtag DEI
Tuesday.
That's
right, that's happening today. We had Mark here, was here yesterday talking about
it. And oh my gosh, so check this out. So, one more and I'm gone, right? Grace Sanchez, who used to work at CUNA as the assistant to Dan Micah, Bill Cheney, and Jim Nussel,
mm-hmm.
works for us as our Latino Community Engagement Manager and special assistant to the CEO. So she, we were planning for DEI Tuesday, and she said, well, why don't all the organizations be in one place and we have like an open house? I said, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we're gonna be at the OAS Museum.
Okay.
And we start with the Now Cup Luncheon. And then we do a happy hour with CU Pride,
mm-hmm.
and then a CUC after party.
In the evening. Right?
Yeah, because everybody had an after party last night after the awards.
That's
but
right.
since we were doing the networking meeting anyway, I said,
right.
let's call ours an after party.
All right.
And so that's what we're doing.
Awesome.
DEI Tuesday. So, and I'm in support of my Latino
people.
So
muy bien.
Looking forward to good times.
Gracias.
It's going to be a great day.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day and a busy day. So, but this is the perfect way to start it out.
Absolutely.
Renee, I feel like I just went on my run, so I don't need to exercise today. You got me going. So
okay,
thank you
good.
Very much for that.
Good.
And Larry, I'm still jealous of the kicks, so but I have to get a picture of those before you leave. But yeah, oh my gosh. Anyway, thank you so much, guys, for coming in. I appreciate it. Again, congrats on all your success and what's to come, too. There's big things on the horizon for you guys, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Thank
Alrighty. Well, appreciate thanks again. There they are. The all-star team from the African American Coalition, Creighton Coalition. Well done. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.